is on the air. Fresh from the romantic lead opposite Shirley Ross in the big broadcast of 1938, Paramount brings you that wisecracking, singing, and dancing star of Broadway musical comedies, your new master of ceremonies, Bob Hope. Take over, Bob.
Welcome to Hollywood, folks. This is Mrs. Hope's little boy, Bob, personally conducting your radio preview of the tuniest musical of them all, the big broadcast of 1938. But on with the show, for rippling along at the head of this preview parade to the tune of This Little Ripple Has Rhythm, is Shep Fields and his orchestra. Your generous consent, yours truly, one Bob Hope, remember me, will join with a very lovely star of the big broadcast, Miss Shirley Ross, to bring you a reminiscent little lyric we hope you like. Thanks for the memory.
Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, and motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes.
Lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon,
and moments on the Hudson River line.
How lovely it was.
Many's the time that we feasted,
and many's the time that we fasted.
Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. And thanks for the memory of crap games on the floor.
Nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore.
I thank you so much.
Thanks. All the memory of gardens at Versailles
and beef and kidney pie.
The night you worked and then came home with lipstick on your tie.
How lovely that was.
Huh?
Thanks for the memory of lingerie with lace.
Yes, and pills nearby the case. And how I jumped the day you trumped my one and only ace.
How lovely that was.
We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly entredue. Darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
remember that. Nice singing, too. Fact is, Shirley and I do very nicely all through the big broadcast. Oh, we have our little spats, but nothing serious. Just a divorce now and then. But that didn't bother me until she had me jailed for non-payment of alimony. But enough of my private life, even though it is interesting. For here's that torrid exponent of rumba rhythm, Tito Gazzar, giving inspiration to dancing feet with Zuni Zuni.
Suni, suni, ya no puedo ni levantar la cabeza con los ojos redecolorados y la boca reseca, reseca. Suni, suni, cantaba la rana, suni, 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 debajo del agua. Suni, suni, tu boniquito y le pusieron tan esperito como el abogado de los de Santana porque era sazón para la vacilada. ¡Ay! ¡Ah! Suni, 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 debajo del agua. Suni, suni, cantaba la rana. Suni, 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 debajo del agua. Vacilada, tu boniquito. Y le pusieron San Expedito como era abogado de los Santana, porque era sazón para la vacilada. Vacilada, ya no puedo ni levantar la cabeza con los ojos redecolorados y la boca reseca, reseca. Vacilada, ya no puedo ni levantar la cabeza con los ojos redecolorados y la boca reseca, reseca. ¡Ay! ¡Ay!
And now, folks, we come to that princess of pulchritude, that lovable lady, L'Amour. Need I say more? For when Dorothy sings, "You took the words right out of my heart," there's nothing left to say. Incidentally, girls, that lucky baritone duetting with Dorothy is none other than handsome Leif Erikson. Take it, Dorothy.
You took the words right out of my heart, and it was like a bolt from the blue. You took the words right out of my heart when you said I love you.
When you said I love you, I stood in a daze a while, for I felt that way too, the moment I saw you smile.
I had the words and you in my heart, there wasn't room enough for the two.
You took the words right out of my heart,
and left only room for you.
And you can take my heart anytime you want it too, Dorothy. L'Amour, L'Amour. When you sing those tunes by that Robin and Ranger team, well, you know how it is, folks. Ah, me. But back to reality and hilarity. For staggering toward the mic is that genial gentleman of the bulbous nose, your favorite comedian of radio and screen, glowing star of the big broadcast of 1938, W.C. Fields.
Frank, Frank, and I think I can call you Frank. Well, I look into your smiling faces.
Bill, we're broadcasting. We're on the air.
What?
Bill, I think everybody would like to hear something about the big broadcast. Is it true that Leif Erikson invented a machine to make ocean liners travel 100 miles an hour?
Why, that lug stole the idea from me. I muttered my plans one night whilst in the throes of delirium old-fashioned stomachache.
I didn't know you were an experienced man with electricity, Bill.
My father occupied the chair for applied electricity at the state's prison. Shock killed the old gentleman, almost killed us all.
I hear Martha Ray plays the part of your daughter in the big broadcast. Is that right?
True, true.
Well, tell us about Martha. What are some of her most human traits?
My daughter cannot be considered human. Wherever she goes, disaster follows.
Oh, a sort of Calamity Jane, eh?
6 years ago, she crashed an aeroplane in a mirror factory, broke 9,631 mirrors.
Well, sounds like a swell show, Bill. Say, look who's here. Your own delirious daughter of the big broadcast, Martha Ray.
Why, hello, Father. What are you doing here?
Quiet, Frogmouth. I'm on a secret mission.
But, Martha, it's no secret that your song in the big broadcast is one of the hits of the season. How about giving out with Mama that Moon is here again?
We were fated for each other, and in spite of your masculine charm, you remind me of my mother. I'm an innocent babe in your arms. Your lips, like wine, caress me, lover mine. Tonight we live, little mother, please forgive.
So to a close comes this radio preview of Paramount's big broadcast of 1938. Time doesn't permit us to bring you more of the stars you see in this magical musical show. There's Ben Blue, Lynn Overman, Ruth Davis, and Madame Kirsten Flagstad, Metropolitan Opera star, whose Brunhilde's war cry from Die Walkyrie is a high spot of musical entertainment. But you'll see them all when you tune in on the big broadcast of 1938 at your favorite theater. This preview parade was staged at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood, California. This is Bob Hope speaking.